This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Oh, cocked? Locked? Here we go. I'll say correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. So if you'd like to call us during those hours, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with fellow broadcaster Michael Olson, MetroFarm.com. And you can hear him on GCN, Saturday mornings, 9 through 10 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 10 Pacific time on Saturday mornings, right here on GCN. Welcome, Michael.
Well, hello, locked and cocked and locked too.
Well, that's great. That's great. So, Michael, we're going to be talking about government cheese and how to farm for government cheese. And that's a term that one of our instructors uses when he talks about getting an income stream from the government or payouts from the government. And you have on your website, the MetroFarm.com Food Chain Radio Show, number 1161. Farming the federal government. How does one farm the federal government? Please share with us your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, a long time ago, back in the Depression days of the 30s, you know, the Franklin Roosevelt administration of the federal government decided that we have to do something to protect our farmers from this calamity of an economy. And, you know, if you think about it, we city folks probably are pretty amenable to supporting our farmers because, gee whiz, without farmers, we'd last about 3 days, right? And all the grocery stores would be empty then, and then what would we do? So way down deep inside, we city people know that we have to figure out how to support our farmers or we're going to be in incredibly deep trouble really fast. So the notion that the government put on the table back then was, well, we're going to help the farmers out by providing this kind of program and that kind of program and this kind of program. And so the program was designed to help the family farmer. Good deal. Who can argue about that? But through the years that helping the family farmer kind of morphed into a situation in which we are giving a relatively very few farmers a lot of money, and a lot of those farmers like live in places like Beverly Hills. So what in the heck happened? How did this come to be? Here's some numbers that kind of are head scratchers for me. 389 farmers receive over $1 million a year, with one farmer getting $10 million a year, and it even gets worse. $17 million in farm subsidies were sent to the five most populated cities in the U.S. Nearly $5 million in farm subsidies were sent to the elites who live in 150 of America's most expensive zip codes. what happened to our farm programs that the money gets subverted and goes to places where, you know, come on, Beverly Hills? You got to be kidding. What kind of farmers live in Beverly Hills that need subsidies? Don't think so. So I think over the course of time, you know, those government good intentions become subverted, as do they so often do. That's what I think, where we're at today.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I was at the Farmers Cooperative, probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I was talking to some of the older farmers. Now, I'm 66, so I'm one of them. And these are the guys that wear overalls or coveralls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I wear blue jeans and...
you can probably tell by shaking their hands. Right? You can probably tell they're actually farmers by shaking their hand and feeling the calluses on their hands.
That's exactly right. And I was talking with them about farm subsidies. And they have what they call government programs that will help you with a well. So when we have droughts here in Missouri, all of a sudden you hear about these programs by the USDA and the soil and water conservation people that they'll help you drill a well, and they'll pay 75% of the cost, and farmers line up because they want these wells so they can water their cows because the streams have dried, the ponds have dried, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to water their cattle.
Yeah.
Well, the term flat field came up, and I'd never heard that term.
Flat field.
They said they want a flat field. Flat field. What they meant was they wanted a level playing field whereby everyone has an equal opportunity to compete for these programs. And they said it's not fair. They don't have a flat field. What they're saying is that the same families over and over and over and over again get these government handouts, whereas they can't seem to get them. So the wealthier farmers are getting more wealthy, buying more land, and the typical farmer like me and like the guys I was talking to are not part of a flat field. We are cast out, cut out, and prevented from, if we wanted to, getting this government handout. So that ties exactly with what you were saying. 389 farmers get over $1 million a year from the government. One farmer gets $10 million. What in the heck is that farmer doing, you know, compared to what the rest of us are doing, riding on our ripped tractor seats, you know, with our old rusty tractors, right?
Well, you know, the farm that's getting $10 million a year is a picture-perfect American family farm. You know, a couple brothers got together and developed a farm. They don't have a lot of land. I think like 400 acres or something like that. But they have learned over the course of time how to work the system pretty good. And so they're getting upwards of $10 million a year from the federal government to farm and to not farm as well. They have lots of programs, you know. So here they got $10 million a year, and they say that their two sons want to stay in the farming business. Well, duh. If the government's giving you $10 million a year, I suspect anybody would want to stay in the farming business.
You bet.
It always comes down to the fact, whenever I have a theory about federal government and us, you know, especially we little people, I think that we become frightened of the very big people, and we run to the federal government and say, government, please protect us from those very big people. And the government says, why, you little person, I'm very happy to do that. And so what the federal government, or any government does for that matter, is that they pass some laws to protect the little people. And then once the government has these laws in effect, and the irony is that the more power we little people give the federal government to protect us from the big government, big people, the more attractive the federal government becomes to the big people. Because here is a structure now that we can buy and change to better suit ourselves. Let me give you the perfect example of that. Here on the California Central Coast, we kind of was the birthplace of organic farming. And organic farming started by essentially a bunch of little people who were growing food in or near the city for the city. And they were using these bio-intensive soil preparations and whatnot to grow food that was truly nutritious and whatnot. And they were very proud of that. But there was no official definition for the word organic. So anybody could be organic, and everybody was. Well, I'm organic and you're organic. So what they did is they decided to go to the federal government, and they enlisted a local congressman here on the California Central Coast, and they adopted a federal designation for the word organic. In other words, the little people gave their word organic to the federal government for safekeeping. Protect us from the big people, please, they said. The government said, well, we'd be most happy to do that. And so the government took ownership of the word organic and now owns it. Now, what happens then? Well, people started buying organic food like crazy, and everybody wanted it because it was clean, and it came from organic or biologically intensive soil, and it was full of life and nutrition, and it was great stuff. So people started buying organic food like crazy. Sales went through the roof. What did the big guys do? Hey, we want to play too. And yet these rules that had been set up were really difficult rules for the big boys to comply with. So what did they do? Well, they went to the federal government and the National Organic Standards Boards and said, listen, here's a small donation to your grandmother's whatever, birthday party or something. We'll take this nice donation and help us change these rules so we can be organic too. And so that's what happened to organic. They diluted the rules of organic to the extent that just about anybody could be organic. And you can even have organic food grown in just water now, hydroponic. So that's what happened when the little people went to the federal government and said, please protect us from the big people.
Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about, Michael Olson, is erecting barriers to entry, and now the barriers are higher and higher and higher against the little people. We'll be right back. MetroFarm.com.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Michael Olson's with us. Michael, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, comprises 29 agencies and offices with about 100,000 employees in the United States, 4,500 locations, which is, if you average it out, that's 90 per state. That's just the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So those are the guys that will come out to your farm and look it over and say, hey, you know what? We can put up some fencing and we can keep your cows out of the creeks, streams, rivers, ponds, and the woods. And we'll pay for 75% of the cost of doing that. And now that your cows are out of the streams, the ponds, the creeks, we'll put a well in for you. We'll put some cattle waterers in. And, you know, this is a, I had them come out to my farm in Virginia. By the time they were done, it was $33,000 worth of fence and well and cattle waterers. And they were willing to pay for three quarters of it. Actually, back then it was 90%. I didn't do it. But those are some of the programs that we're talking about. So,
well, we do love to take care of our farmers, Vincent. You know, that's just the nature of we city people. And so, you know, when the federal government comes up with these ideas, well, sure, let's help the farmers. Because we're totally, you think about how vulnerable we city people have become, have made ourselves by moving into these concrete jungles and relying on food that comes from thousands of miles away. It, you know, well, that's pretty vulnerable if you really think about it. So when we were sitting in our little cubicles and eating our food, we, way down deep, we know that how vulnerable we are and how far we've removed ourselves from the sources of our food. And so, you know, the federal government says, you know, we should help the farmers build, put fences up, okay? Sure, go right ahead. That's our basic nature.
I'll tell you a short story. So when I lived in Virginia, there was a, well, we'll call it a bloodline of people who worked at the public school system. And one of the wives of one of the administration was given a job. Now, the average teacher back then made about $26,000 a year. I'm talking about in the 1990s. About $26,000 a year is what the average teacher made. Well, they decided to pay the wife of one of the administrator types $40,000 a year and give her a job that had never been filled before as a brand new job, and it was, she was a grants writer. The idea of this job was to go get money. That was the entire purpose of this job, to go farm for government money. Okay.
So it's a sales
for education.
Job, right?
Yeah. So, it was a sales job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the school that I was a teacher at received national attention. We were one of the top 100 schools, you know, public schools, in our size. And it was because we had a marketing person, a salesperson, selling what we were doing and bringing in more than the $40,000 that we were paying her. So I think there is a lot of potential for what you're talking about, depending on what the strings are that are attached. You know, you might be able to farm for government money by having one of your family farm people go and write grants.
Mm-hmm.
Respond to grants.
If you think about it, that's a full-time job, right?
It is. It is a full-time job. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, there are a lot of things I would like to do, but and none of them bring in the millions of dollars that you're talking about that these other guys are doing. Now, if this guy is bringing in, let's say, $10 million a year on 400 acres,
yeah,
I would be absolutely delighted to get a small percentage of that on 241 acres because I can't do it. I can't do it, you know, the hard way. It's impossible to do it the hard way, you know, raising cattle.
Not even with cannabis anymore. Since it's legal, you can't do that either. So What can you do? The government is your only option for that kind of money.
Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back. What do we do? How do we do it? What does it take? And at what risk do we put ourselves farming the government cheese? Michael Olson.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Sarah E. Debeck.
James C. Debonore.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are going to visit the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the Pentagon this morning. And they're reading the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks at Ground Zero in New York City.
And my beloved sister, Claudia Alicia Foster, today marks 17 years since you were taken from us. In those 17 years, your spirit continues to live on in my heart and in my memories.
Hurricane Florence now expected to hit North Carolina sometime late Thursday or early Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Michael Olson, I went to grants.gov, grants.gov, and there's a funding opportunity titled Broad Agency Announcement, Harnessing Local Innovations, Expertise, and Partnerships to Solve Development Challenges in Asia. Goes on to say they seek opportunities to co-create, co-design, co-invest, and collaborate in the research, development, piloting, testing, and scaling of innovative, practical, and cost-effective interventions that address development challenges in Asia. Well, I can do that. I can do that. I've got an invention or an innovation right here in my head, and I'll even tell you what it is. So what happens is farm fencing goes down. It breaks. Trees fall on it. Well, all right, so what do you do? Well, you go fix it when you learn about it, right? But how do you learn about it before the cows get out? Well, that's not always so easy. So if you have a large farm, it's real simple. We build a cattle fencing system that has sections of fence that are connected to electronics that we can develop quite easily, that will text your smartphone and say the north section one of the fence has failed. Now, pretty simple, easy to do, and we can do it. So here we could pursue that grant right there. But
and why not?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, this farming that we're doing requires backhoes and bulldozers and excavation equipment and heavy lifting, and you know, all the farmers I know were taller when they started than they are now. Their backs were straighter than they are now, and you know, it's not so hard typing on a keyboard. I'm thinking, wow. All you have to do is be creative and innovative, and you can pursue these grants. Now, how much is this grant? Well, it doesn't say. But what it does say is that there's this guy, Benjamin Duadu, who is the contracting officer slash negotiator. So it sounds to me like you contact him and you say, okay, here's the proposal, here's what we can do, and it'll take $7.8 million to do it for phase one. Now, there's phase two, which would be the implementation phase or the teaching phase, and then you have all these phases, and you just build this thing out for 10 years.
You know, and the thing that is interesting is how are we going to show Asia how to improve their development, right? That's the basic thesis of this grant proposal.
Right.
And please tell us how we can improve the development of Asia. Now, that reminds me of a book called Farmers of 40 Centuries by F.H. King. Have you ever heard of that?
No, please tell us about that.
F.H. King was a Secretary of Agriculture way back at the turn of the last century. And he went to Asia to, you know, bring our modern technology to Asia to show those people over there how to do things the modern way. And, of course, you know, we have the chemicals and we have the tractors and we have all of this stuff to bring to Asia to show them how to do things. But when he got there, nothing he had made any sense simply by virtue of the fact that the farmers of Asia, who have been farming for 40 centuries, right, 4,000 years of developing their space-intensive technology, just had no use for these other technologies that being offered by the West. And this is what F.H. King wrote in Farmers of 40 Centuries. With our broad fields, our machinery, and few people, their system appears to be crude and impossible. But cut our holdings to the size of theirs, and the same stroke makes our machinery, even our plows, still more impossible. And so the more one studies the environment of these people, their numbers, what they have done and are doing, against what odds they have succeeded, the more difficult it comes to see what course might have been better. So when we look at how they do things and just glance at it, it looks kind of silly. But, you know, if your farm were to cut down to like 3 acres, you know, what they do would make a lot more sense to you then. And so when we, you know, come up with these ideas on how to help Asia develop, better be pretty careful because those people are pretty smart over there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was talking with one of our instructors about all these neat little balers, the hay balers that they have in Asia, and
yeah,
you can buy them here, and you can use very small tractors, and you can bale these little, you know, cute size, fun size bales. Well, they can almost pick up by hand. Well, that makes no sense for us, you know, on the scale that we're farming. And our scale is nowhere near it. The scale of other farms. So, you know, we're like a very small farm compared in the United States compared to some of these, you know, farms in Iowa. But You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. A hay baler on 3 acres would be way different than a hay baler on 40 acres or 120 acres or 640 acres.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So it depends on you know, what the market is and what the environment is and all of those different things, which is what makes farming so interesting, because the farmer must be the master of his or her environment and marketplace. And it, every environment and every market is different. So, you know, you really become the master of your own little world there, and you have to be to survive.
So how does one begin the process of farming the government? What steps would you suggest that we take? So someone says, you know what, let's set the stage like this. So a person sitting behind a desk and says, that's it. I've had it with these people who keep coming and I keep scheduling their appointments and I'm sick of it. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to buy a farm. I don't know much about farming, but I sure could use some money. In that situation, do you have a suggestion that the person could or the family could buy a farm and then find some grant to help pay for the farm? How would that work?
A lot of people are doing it. You know, a lot of people who have cash are buying farmland and signing up for the various kinds of farm programs, of which there are three fundamental basic programs. There is risk coverage, which is like crop insurance. I have a friend, a very close friend, who works in a farm bureau up in Montana, where they have an occasional hailstorm. And she says that farmers can call 1 hour before a storm and get insurance, crop insurance for hail. So that's a pretty good deal. I bet other businesses would like to have that kind of insurance, don't you think, where you see a storm
coming? Oh, yeah. Sure.
So there's marketing assistance where they give you money to market your products. They cover your losses. So there's a lot of different programs that people sign up for. But if you have a lot of money, pretty easy to do. You buy, you know, a big chunk of farmland and then register with the government and move to Beverly Hills. And then, you know, you collect money on these various government programs. So that's a strategy. But if you're thinking about actually having a farm and actually farming, that's another story entirely. And what comes to my mind is that sooner or later, even we city people are going to come to our senses and realize that so much of our tax money is going into unproductive kinds of subsidies that aren't really doing anybody any good. There's no reason for us to give one farm $10 million a year. There's no reason for us to be sending our tax money to farmers who live in Beverly Hills. It just doesn't make any sense. And sooner or later, it's going to come to the point where, you know, we're going to take care of that problem. And if you're that farmer who's getting $10 million a year and all of a sudden you're not getting anything, it's going to be a different world for you. So I always think that asking for help and getting help is a double-edged sword, you know. It can help you, but it can also enslave you. And so I always think, you know, you should be very careful when you're signing up for help from the government. I mean, it's frightening to me. I think it is probably to you as well. It gets right down to
it. Well, I have one of those threats in my hand from the USDA. It says USDA 2017 Census of Agriculture, your voice, your future, your opportunity. Then below that it says the U.S. Census of Agriculture report enclosed. Your response is required by law. I've got a bunch of these, and I have the Census of Agriculture. When they get your name, they put you on this mailing list, and you get all kinds of free pamphlets. And one of these pamphlets that I got says that they want some information from us, and it says that thank you for your cooperation. It will be used for statistical purposes only. It will be kept confidential, and it complies with the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995, and it's 16 pages long, and they want to know things that I don't even know about our farm. They want to know just one section, section 19, which is on second to the last page, page number 15. They want to know, report your estimate of the current market value of land and buildings. And then they want to know all land and buildings owned, all land buildings rented or leased from others, all land and buildings rented or leased to others. And then they want to know what your estimate of the current value of machinery, equipment, implements used for farm-related activities on this operation, regardless of ownership, on a specific date, which would be December 31st, and include cars, combines, pumps, dryers, computers, motors, plows, trucks, tractors, discs, tanks, feeders, harrows, tools, dairy equipment, irrigation equipment, grinding and mixing equipment, etc. That's just one section, of which there are a lot of sections. There's no way I can complete that. How would I possibly answer that accurately? I can't. So in order not to mislead the government, I can't answer it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Here we're talking about farming the government, and if you do this, you'll probably get a questionnaire or a pamphlet that they want you to fill out under threat of the wrath of the federal government. And so I've got one little section of the agricultural census that they sent me. And here's one question, but it has parts A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And that question is, for the items listed below, report the number on this operation as of December 31st. Include machinery, equipment, and implements used for the farm or the farm or ranch business between or during the year, okay, or kept on this operation. They want to know the number in operation of trucks, including pickups, tractors less than 40 horsepower, tractors 40 to 99 horsepower, tractors 100 horsepower or more, grain and bean combines that are self-propelled, cotton pickers and strippers that are self-propelled, forage harvesters self-propelled, and hay balers. They want to know the number. And then they want to know, of these, how many were manufactured in the last 5 years? Well, does that include the ones that do work and don't work, the ones that are kept for parts? I mean, I don't know how to answer these questions. So, Michael Olson, if you do go for the government cheese, you may end up getting, you know, pamphlets like this that threaten you that if you don't comply, you will bear the full brunt of the USDA, whatever that is.
Well,
so there, as you said, there are risks.
You make a really interesting point with your pamphlet and your questionnaire. You know, when you sign up with a government for its aid, you essentially become a you're essentially taking on a partner for your business, and you become reliant on them, and they become part of your operation. They're your partner, essentially. Now, when you do that, and you enter into this agreement, you enter into a system in which you are the little guy with a few acres and competing with big guys with a lot of acres for that government help, if partnership. Now, those who have the economies of scale sufficient to influence government are going to be the ones who win in this relationship. If they have 10,000 acres and you have 1 acre and it costs $10,000 to donate to the government or to a politician, it's only going to cost them $1 an acre, going to cost you $10,000. So the larger you become, the more impact you will have on that relationship. So it seems to me if you're going to be a government farmer, then what you really want to do is get as many acres as you possibly can so that you can spread your influence costs over as much acreage as you can. Now, if you're not going to go in that direction, you're going to always be at a disadvantage. You'll be like the organic farmers who signed up for this incredible program and all of a sudden are steamrolled by industrial growers who have the economies of scale sufficient to change the rules. And so, you know, everybody loves the idea of getting $10 million, you know, free from the government a year. Who wouldn't like that? But to play that game, you're going to have, you know, the economies of scale. You're going to have to, you know, really go in that direction. And if you don't, then you're always going to be on the short end of the stick.
I totally agree with what you said. Absolutely. And, you know, I look at some farms around here and I go, well, how are these guys doing it? They've got about the same number of cows that we have. Their house is brand new. Their fence is brand new. They've got brand new green tractors. Ours are rust-colored. They've got brand new aluminum cattle trailers. Ours are rust-colored. You know, they've got all this great equipment, hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment. I go, those cows look just like ours. They're not any better. How are they doing it? And I think you hit the nail on the head. They know how to play the game. And the field is not flat, as our fellow farmers right here would say.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.